Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome Maxine Meyer. She's a Master of Divinity candidate at Harvard Divinity School and the first spiritualist and working psychic medium there has been since Frederick Willis was expelled in 1857. In addition, she's pursuing a certificate in parapsychology from the Ryan Center at Duke University. She loves working with the spirit world and has been known to travel to distant continents just to sit in on a good seance. She's published and presented her work in a variety of venues. Her scholarly monograph, Great Moments of Modern Mediumship, Volume 1, received praise from the former president of the Society of Psychical Research, who said it's a very interesting collection of extraordinary cases from a wide range of sources. Maxine has also published 4 scholarly articles. Finally, she presented a paper on gallery readings at the 2014 British Association for the Study of Religion Conference and presented her work on the role of discarnate entities and their role in spiritual healing with a poster session at the 2015 Conference on Medicine and Religion. Their theme was Spiritual Dimensions of Illness and Healing. Having lived in the Middle East for over 20 years, she loves coffee tassiography and has seen individuals perform divination using the Quran. Maxine's readings are ministerial, as she believes that if readings do not touch and move the soul, what is the point of them? She is about to begin her own radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and her website is moderndayseer.com. And for those that don't know how to spell it, seer is S-E-E-R. And she considers herself first and foremost a seer. And so I'd like to welcome Maxine. Maxine, once again, how are you tonight?
I'm fine, David. Thank you for such a wonderful introduction. And I love being on your show.
Oh, well, it's great to have you. It's been very exciting. I've been looking forward to it. And it sounds like you are an extremely gifted person, as we all are, although all of our gifts are unique. And some of us have not come to realize what they actually are. And I wondered if we could start off, before we start taking callers, talking a little bit. And one of the things I'd like to talk about is developing a person's psychic potential and what reflections you would have on that.
You know, psychic abilities are everyone's birthright because everyone is a soul. Everyone is a spiritual being. And psychic faculties work through that physical, non-physical, spiritual soul part of ourselves. There isn't anyone on this planet who is not capable of in some way being psychic. It is our spiritual birthright because we are all souls. Now, having said that, you know, I mean, there might be some people who are not interested in it, and that's perfectly fine. And there might be others who are very good at it, but who aren't interested. You know, we will follow our own spiritual soul path as we progress, but these faculties are always open to everyone, from a child to an adult, you know, whether it be psychometry or picking something up, and what do you feel, you know, as you pick up this item. A child can do that. An elderly person can do that. A handicapped person can do that, and all in between. And that's just one faculty of many. So it's open to all of us, and if we don't choose to use it, that's perfectly fine, but it's open for everyone.
Well, let me ask you a question that some people might have. I don't, and I have my own answer to it, but I'd be interested in hearing what you have to say. And that is, souls do choose to incarnate for specific reasons, yes?
Yes, that's my opinion, too.
But what I'm wondering is, do they choose what their ultimate life path is going to be, or does it just evolve as they go along their hopefully merry way?
Well, there's a great deal of study by Michael Newton and Brian Weiss, who, using hypnosis and hypnotherapy, get into the time before we were born, and using that hypnosis-based evidence produce the type of data for this theory that souls choose lives. And I've looked at those books, I've read those books, I've studied the evidence, and I'm inclined to believe that yes, we come in here and we choose a plan. However, you know, we could back out, or we could get stubborn, or we could become afraid. You know, we come in here to do some pretty brave stuff, it's tough sometimes. I felt afraid. You felt afraid. Everyone's felt afraid, and choosing to live a life that's hard. Oh, you know, and perhaps things don't go as the way we planned it. So, you know, God isn't going to come in and push us back on our plan and make us do what we did, what we said we would do. You know, we have control of our life, and we can choose to do our plan, or we could not. So it gets very complicated. And this earth plane that we're in is a very tough place. And we have to have sympathy and empathy for one another and to help one another out.
Well, that brings me to another question, and that is, are there young souls and old souls? And if so, what are the old souls' responsibilities to the younger ones?
Well, I like to say that the soul of a baby is never a baby.
Right.
That, you know, let's get age out of the way, you know. I can't wrap my head around the notion of an old soul. Like I was born a million years ago, and you were born just, you know, 1,000 years ago, and so I'm older than you are spiritually. I don't believe that. I can't wrap my little head around that. I would say that I would frame it in this way for you and your listeners: a soul that has more love in their heart has, of course, responsibility to everyone else. And when your soul is full of love, you want to connect more with people, whether that's a quote responsibility or not, you interpret it however way you want. But the more full of love and compassion we are, the more giving we will be to other souls.
Well, thank you for that. We have got a lot of callers on the line tonight, so I'm going to keep the dialogue to a minimum. A lot of people are very interested in speaking with you tonight, and I guess what I would like to ask you up front is what should the callers be prepared to do with you? Is there anything that you need from them, or what should they know up front?
Okay. If you're listening in the queue, or if you want to contact me through my website, this is how I read for people. I am not big on dialogue, and I do not want you to talk to me. You know, if I say I've got a man in the spirit world and he liked to go fishing, what I do not want you to do is to say, oh, yes, that's my father. His name is Jack, and da-da-da-da. Just the caller should say yes. If what I'm saying resonates with them, they shouldn't say no. An honest no. I can work with a no. Or an I don't know. So if I talk to your callers, the caller should say yes, no, or I don't know. Please, no other information. And if I have a good link with you, then I'll go on. If I don't have a good link with you, I'll do my best, and then we may have to go to someone else in the queue. So, and also, I might ask your listeners to ask one simple question. One simple question. Should I move to Arizona? That's a simple question. Not, oh, I'm at a job and I don't know what to do and da 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 and my boss is mad at me. No, simple question. Okay? So simple question and yes, no, I don't know. So that's how
Sounds
I worked it.
Good. Well, the other thing I wanted to ask you before we begin, for people that aren't familiar with the term spiritualist, would you be willing to describe what that is?
Spiritualism is a religion. It has been a religion accepted since 1893 in the UK and in the US. There are different branches of spiritualist churches in the U.S. and in the U.K. This is not a movement. It's a recognized religion. And I encourage your listeners to go to my website or to go to the spiritualist church near them or online. So what I'm doing is a ministerial part of proving the continuity of life. And I'm not an entertainer. I'm not I'm not an entertainer. I'm doing this as an expression of my religion.
Okay, well, thank you, Maxine. If you're ready, I think we will go to the phone lines. Just to let people know, we'll try to get to as many of you as possible tonight. You're going to have to be patient. There's an extremely large call volume, and we will not be able to get to everybody unless there's a miracle. But we'll do our best. So we're going to start off with Kathy. And Kathy, I'm coming to you right now. You're live on the air. Say hello to Maxine.
Hi, Maxine. It's Kathy. How are you?
I'm fine. Kathy, do you have a simple question for me?
Yes, I'd like to know when I'm going to retire.
Okay. I believe I know the answer to that question, but I want to get some things out of the way first. And I want to get some things out of the way because it gives us a broader canvas on which to work, and it gives you more information, and it, frankly, it also tells me that I'm with you. Kathy, if I'm with you, there is a younger woman, I would go so far as to say a daughter-in-law, stepdaughter, adopted daughter, something like that. And it's as if she's out of the nest, but she's not fully out of the nest. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And she's had a preparation period to leave the nest. That is not the problem. The problem is she wants to return. Can you accept this? Let me rephrase that. She's had a period of time in which she's developed her own kind of skills to be on her own, but she lacks the psychological strength to be on her own. Can you accept that?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, let me push that aside for just a second. But there's this girl daughter that's in your life that's a concern with you at the moment, and it's impacting several other decisions. Can you accept that?
No.
State your question again, Kathy.
I'd like to know when I'm going to retire.
I see a plan. I see a plan. And because I'm going out into the future, Albert Einstein said there's a very subtle line between the past, present, and the future. Quantum physicists have kind of unpacked that statement. So as I'm getting into your energy, I'm telling you and the other listeners that when I go into the future, it's a very subtle difference between, is this the future, is this the present, or is this the past? And for someone who is experienced in this, it still can get kind of murky. So we can go look into the future, but it's a very complicated skill. Now, having said that, and having stayed with your energy, I see a plan. I see a short-term plan, and I also see a long-term plan, as if, Kathy, you're planning for different scenarios. And I'm going to keep talking and not ask if you accept this, because I see a short-term plan and a long-term plan, and that tells me you're a pretty smart stick and pretty well prepared for different scenarios. However, I'm veering toward the short-term plan. I'm veering toward between 3 and 7 years, and I want to say that you're conservative and not wanting to gamble and wanting to, you know, take the longer road, but it's going to be safe for you 3 to 7 years out to retire. And as I say this, it's almost as if there's a stepping down into retirement, and by the time you get into the third step, you're in full retirement. So it'll be a phased attempt, or it'll be a phased retirement within the window that I just told you about. And as I say that, Kathy, I want to say one more thing about the location. And I am wanting to say that the location, the primary location that you have at the top of your list is where you want to go. It's just a matter of time. All right. And I hope that helps you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Kathy. God bless.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Our next caller is Sandra, and I'm trying to bring her live. Sandra, bear with me, please. You're going to be in limbo for just a moment. Oh, there you are, Sandra. Say hello to Maxine.
Hi, Maxine.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Excellent.
Can you let me hear your voice? Can you count to 10 for me, please, Sandra?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And your simple question, please.
When will I meet the man that I'll marry?
Okay. David, we love these questions. You know?
Yes.
I don't know how simple it is.
We love these questions. And because we're all there in the same boat with you, Sandra, you know, whether we're wanting the man, whether we're wanting the woman, we're all there. And some psychic mediums, some of my friends are so sick of these questions. They just roll their eyes. They say anything but the love of my life questions. And I tell them, I said, look, you know, we've all been there. Come on, we've all asked that question. Have some compassion. So the way I answer these questions is, like the last caller, I work my way into it. And Sandra, as you were saying 1 to 10 for me.
Yeah.
I was immediately wanting to tell you what great people skills you had and what great teaching skills you have. And excuse me?
I said that's interesting.
Well, okay. I mean, all right. I don't know if that's a yes or a no, but
it's a yes.
Okay, because I really want to put you in the classroom, and I don't want to put you as just, you know, I'm a teacher myself. It's no, a teacher is a run of the mill teacher, but you've got some brains behind you, and I see with you a conceptual ability to look far down the road with your students and with your lessons. It's as if you're developing curriculum. That's an overused phrase, but you're creative in that way, and very good with planning. So as far as Sandra's man goes, and did you start that question with a when or a how or a
when.
Where or a who? Shall I describe? Within your life plan, I see male friends, but I don't, you know, the romantic types really don't jump out. And so that's telling me that you have good shoulders to cry on, but not the guy yet. And I want to describe, it's difficult because you're saying when, and when is a time question, and I'm describing him like who.
That's okay.
I'm looking,
I'll take who.
Okay. I will describe your who you are attracting on a soul level. Okay? Who your soul is attracting physically, his physical attributes. I get a thinner guy, I get a slightly taller guy, I see like an architect mind who can design and create, but he's also working with his hands. So I'm looking at that kind of guy, and I still get this kind of thin kind of aspect with him, and there's something not bad, but abnormal about his metabolism, in that he's got a very high metabolism or he's got a very low metabolism, something like that. Not bad, but just abnormal. I do not see it in the near future. The near future to me is 3 to 6 months. Beyond 3 to 6 months, it could be highly probable, because after 6 months I see nothing, which could mean immediate, whatever you wish, whatever you're looking for. So I want to keep you in the classroom, but I want almost promote you, and I want to move you. I want to get you on the road. And I want you to start looking at other people in a teaching viewpoint, but I also want you to start planning. And this guy, I would say after 6 months. Does this help you, Sandra?
Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't really thinking it was going to be soon. You know, I'm kind of looking at like this year, throughout this year.
So. Oh, I'm waiting for my person too, and it's, you know, I'll take 3 months, you know. So I'm glad I could help you out.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you for calling, Sandra.
Good night, David.
Good night. You take good care. Okay. You know, I like the metaphor for classroom because we all are in a classroom of life. And what's interesting about it is that not only are other people our teachers, but we're their teachers too. It's a two-way street, isn't it?
Yes. And when your callers go to a good psychic, not only the past, present, and future can seem hazy, but also when you're looking in someone's energy field, when you're dealing with their aura, and they ask a question like Sandra did, an untrained psychic will not know the difference between somebody's wants, somebody's soul needs, somebody's fears, and whatnot. So, I mean, someone could come up to me and say, you know, I see you winning the lottery. You know, it's like, no, that's my wish. You know, that doesn't mean it's my future. It's my wish. You know, or someone could say, oh, I see spiders around you. Spiders are very good. Well, I could have a deathly fear of spiders. So
I see.
So within somebody's aura is their haves, their needs, their wants, and their fears. And it can be very difficult to know the difference, but and so I have a funny story about a celebrity psychic medium. You know, Google this person. You know, they're going to be, you know, they're famous in the U.S., but they're terrible, in my opinion, because I was sitting on the porch of Lilydale Hotel, and maybe some of you, it's a big spiritualist camp, and I was sitting on the porch. I was sitting on the porch of the hotel with a friend of mine, and this woman came up, and she said, oh, da, this famous psychic medium said I was going to marry, and da. And my friend and I looked at each other, said, who the hell is this wacko? And she said, no, this psychic said I would marry. And apparently this woman has been the mistress of a famous rock star. Okay. And believe me, you know, this rock star is not going to divorce his wife and marry his mistress. But the psychic medium didn't know the difference between somebody's wants and somebody's future.
Interesting.
And a true case, I'll give you all the names, no problem, but I just can't say it on the radio because these things are very subtle in our auras, and if we don't know the difference, then we could tell somebody, something bad's going to happen. Well, I'm afraid, that I'll get cancer, and then somebody could say, oh, you're going to get cancer. It's like, oh my God, that's terrible. But that's what happens when you don't know the difference.
Interesting. Well, we'll have to talk about that more on another show, because I would love to have you come back again. We actually have 13 more callers on the line, so we'll try to get to as many of you as possible. Are you ready to go to the next caller?
Yes, but just to let everybody know, I'll give them a free copy of my book if they go to my website and give me an email from my website. So I have a great book, Great Moments of Modern Mediumship. I'll send it to you for free. Go to my website, moderndayseer.com. Go through the Contact Me link, and I'll send you the free book just for listening.
That's great. And for people that want to have full-length readings from you, they also contact you through your website?
Yes, I've got 15 minutes, down to 15-minute readings if you're very price-sensitive, because I understand, and you may only have one or two questions.
Right.
So
okay. Well, our next caller is Julia, and let me just ask you: is there anything else that you wanted to say? Because I don't want to cut you short on anything that you desire to put out.
Oh, thank you, David. No, bring on Julia.
Okay, Julia, we're coming to you. There you are. Say hello to Maxine.
Hi, Maxine. How are you this evening?
Hi. Fine. Could you ask your simple question, please?
Okay. Well, after listening to you discuss about the future, I'd like to know, is it in my future for me to move to the Gulf side of Florida, the Gulf Coast side? I guess the western side of Florida.
If you try to move immediately, I see blocks. I see you going to an apartment building and it being full, or you're not liking the neighborhood, or some aspect of it just not fitting right in the short-term future, or the realtor, whatever. So I would say, Julia, follow your gut, because your gut, if I'm correct, if I'm with you, your gut has kind of said, oh, hold off here just for a while. Can you accept this?
Yes.
So, and with that, I feel some gut and some stress issues. You want to go, because that'll give you relief, stress relief from where you are right now. But you think about going, and oh, God, that'll be stress there. If I'm correct, you're kind of stuck in the middle between a lot of stress, are you not?
Yes.
And so I can fully empathize with you wanting to leave the situation you're in, and we don't need to go on to it, into it on the air. But I would say you are going to go to you will go not now, and you'll probably go more north than you're looking right now. And I'm inspired to talk about your stress in the situation where you're in right now. And I'm really wanting you to push back. And I know you've heard that before, and I know you've pushed back before, and it's not really worked. Am I correct?
Yes.
And I understand the limitations of pushing, you know, a brick wall. When people say, oh, push back. No. Your soul is telling you, push at the revolving door. Don't push at the brick wall. And I see you very resilient. I see you very capable. My God, you've got a lot of underneath strength that we really shouldn't talk about on the air. But I see you pushing a brick wall and moving your hands down until you find something that'll move. So I can, and this is very short term, 1 to 3 weeks, you'll be able to find some relief in the current situation that you're in right now, and things will start to give. Don't push at the same points. Just go, I'm speaking metaphorically, move your hands down the wall and keep pushing out and wanting relief, and you're going to get it from a point. And my heart goes out to you, and I do see you in Florida, the western side of Florida, but it'll be more north than what you're looking to right now. Follow your gut, dear.
Okay.
And there's a great deal. There's a great deal of strength in you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
For some reason, my hat's off to you. For some reason, I am just, you know, who is this woman that's done so much? You know, and so you just need other people to appreciate you, and just, I'm taking my hat off for you for some reason.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, David.
For taking my call.
You're welcome, Julia. Thank you for calling in so early. And I want to let everybody know that's on the line that you really do need to call in as early as possible when I have a spiritually gifted person such as Maxine on the show, and you can call in as early as 7:15. So good night to you, Julia.
Good night.
Our next caller is Diana, and Diana is also a once-in-a-while guest. She does angel card readings, and she's going to be on the show next on April 21st for people that are listening. Diana, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Diana. Before I go and ask you for your simply worded question, I want to work with a spirit link with you, and I want to work with a man in the spirit world, and I want to say that he had a very big stomach in the last part of his life, and as I'm working with him, he would have been more than that way. He would have been somebody who was kind of big and stout and pleasantly plump and all that nice euphemisms for having a big kind of Santa Claus belly all of his life. And for some reason, I can't get away from this one characteristic of him. And I also want to say that he was a good-spirited kind of guy. Is this a spirit contact that resonates with you, Diana?
Yeah.
Okay. And
Uncle Harry.
Was that a yeah or a yes? Or
yes,
yeah or no?
Uncle Harry.
Okay. So
that's what I was going to ask you.
See, you're not supposed to tell me it's Uncle Harry.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right, because now I'm wanting because now I have an image in my head about Uncle Harry, but not your fault. I want to say that he was good-humored. I want to say that he was good with kids, was he not? And I want to say that as you grew older, you knew that he was not only good with kids, but he kind of laid the law down in for the adults in the family. But you didn't see that when you were a kid. You appreciated that when you were more of an adult. I'm seeing a man with a depth of character, and he could play many roles.
Yes.
Okay, and because I still want to go back to the times that he laid the law down, and that's not a term I use with the family, and he gave it to other men in the family. They heard his disapproval when he needed to express that.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so I want to tell you that he's linking in with you, he's saying good luck. He's saying good luck, and he would say that he's saying. I'm getting the feeling that you would understand that.
Okay.
And it's like there's a three-leaf clover, and he's blowing you a kiss, and it's blooming into a four-leaf clover. So I want to, I don't want to go on too long with your uncle, whatever you said his name was, but he's wishing you well, and he's wishing you good luck on this, and I would say it's going to be successful. Did you have a simple worded question?
No, that was it. I was going to ask you to do mediumship and let me talk to my uncle. So you did that before I asked. So thank you very much.
Great. Glad to speak to you.
Thank you, Diana. You take care. I look forward to April 21st.
Okay. I am too.
Okay. Have a beautiful evening. God bless. Okay. Our next caller is Rose.
Hi.
And Rose, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Rose.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My simple question is, I recently reconnected with someone from my past. What do you see with that?
I'm seeing you with your hands full. If I'm linking in with you, Rose, this person is not only coming into your life, but their family is coming into your life. It's not just one person coming into your life. It's as if there are children involved, or there's other people involved. It's like you're becoming involved with a family. Am I correct?
Well, I don't know. I've just been chatting with
all right.
online,
I'll take
but I haven't spoken.
Okay, just don't chat with me. I told you yes, no, or I don't know.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Not your fault. I see you having your hands full. I see it being more than what you expected. I see complications. I would not pass judgment on it. Personally, I'm not really happy about this situation, but it's not my life. I can only comment, Rose, that it is going to be exceedingly complicated as you move forward. So if you're asking me, should I, I'm going to leave that back to you. But I'm saying it's complicated and not in a beneficial way. I'm going to give you another chance for a simple, simple question.
Well, do you see someone new coming?
What I would say to you, Rose, what I'm inspired to say is that look in other directions and look in the areas that develop yourself. So I would ask you to listen to your soul and not your listen to your soul needs, not your mind wants. Listen to what your soul needs, not what your mind wants, and give it some time.
Okay.
Okay, David.
Thank you.
Okay, Rose. Thank you so much, dear.
All right.
God bless. Okay, our next caller is Kathy, another Kathy. Kathy, you're live.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how
Fine,
are you?
Thank you. Great. My question is, will the assistant vice president approve the estimate submitted by the contractor that was a verbal agreement to pay it?
When you said, at the beginning of your question, you said, will the senior vice president?
No,
I'm trying to say this in a nice way, but I don't resonate to this person. Maybe it's just my personality, but I see a stickler kind of a person. So I see a person who's wanting to look at everything and think about the possibilities and cross the I's and dot the T's. So I see a very methodical person wanting, having to make a decision that you'd prefer to have made immediately, and I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying it's going to take some time because this person is just this way. In the end, the answer is yes. Hold on. In the end, the answer is yes, and it will be prosperous. So there's going to be an initial time lag because this person is just the way they are. Does that help you?
Yeah.
It may not be the answer you want, but does that help you?
No. You're actually right because it has lagged already. So you're right on that. Do you have a time frame on when it'll get wrapped up, though?
Having said all that, I am fixated now on April 16th. So, and that's very much in the near future. I see the bulbs blossoming. So it's a spring thing. It's a spring thing. A month and day. I gave you what I got, but beyond that, I would continue to look for spring weather when it'll make a lot of headway.
Okay.
Okay, Kathy?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Trish, I'm sorry. I passed over you. I'm coming to you now.
Thanks, David. You got me. I was wondering.
Did I get you?
No, you didn't. You did pass over me.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Say hello to Maxine.
Hey, Maxine, how are you? My question
hi.
Is very similar. Very similar to one of the previous callers.
Okay, hold on, Trish, because I think I want to work with the spirit world again with you. And the relationship is sometimes the very last thing that I get. I'd rather describe the person than say, hey, you know, are you the person's mother or who? You know, just... So I want to deal with a very loving woman. I believe I'm working with a very loving woman, but I believe that she had a complicated persona, and she was up and down while she was living, but she had a capacity of great love. And she's with you somewhere in the family. I can't pin it down. As I see her being in your house, not in a haunted way, but in a relationship way that I can't pin down. And I'm also saying that there would have been an up and down aspect to her. To her life and personality. And as I say that, she had great highs and great lows in her life. Is this a spirit contact you can accept?
Well, you know, you kind of describe a couple different people. It could be grandmother,
okay.
Sister-in-law.
All right. Let me, she would have lost a great deal of weight, before she passed, and I'm really fuzzy here of when in her life she passed, but I see, again something with her metabolism or something. She lost a lot of weight when she toward the end of her life. Does that narrow it down?
Possibly not.
Well, I'm not going to belabor the point here. Let me make a stab here. Would there be a connecting name of Pat, Patricia, Patty?
Oh, that's me.
Oh, I thought your name was Trish. Okay.
Yeah, but my full name is.
Oh, okay. Were you not named after a woman in the family, or at your birth? Was this woman not around and not significant when your mother gave birth to you? Because I think I believe I'm dealing with that kind of person in the spirit world right now, and I don't want to take a lot of David's time, but I do see a woman like this in the spirit world around you, and with that, ask your question.
My question is, do you see me reconciling with an ex in the near future?
I would say that there's a possibility for growth going forward. And I would say that it also takes two to tango. So I do see an opportunity for you to grow, an opportunity for you to personally develop with this person. And even if this person is not a partner with your growth, you can still grow with them in your life. And so I'm feeling very good about you reuniting with them. I'm not saying it's the love of your life going to be there for 40 years, but what I am saying is that this person is a catalyst for your individual growth. And if you recognize that and don't rely on the person so much or overload this person with expectations, then you will be allowed to take full advantage of this opportunity as a learning opportunity, and it's for you, not for the both of you, and so I feel good about this.
Well, great, thank you. I know David has a lot of callers, so I will just say thank you, appreciate it, and thank you, David.
Oh, you're welcome, Trish. God bless. Let me ask you something, Maxine. You're in the Eastern time zone, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Are you able to go till 9 o'clock, or is that going to be pushing your limits?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay,
beautiful. Yeah.
We'll try to get to as many of you as we can, but not everybody. Sorry. Our next caller is Mary. And Mary, you're live.
Yes, thank you very much. Hi, Maxine. Could you repeat your website, please?
ModernDaySeer.com.
ModernDaySeer.com.
And it's Modern Day Senior. Yeah, and it's
double E.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And like I said, the callers, if you contact me through my website, I'll give you my free book, which, you know, if you're into mediumship or curious of all the phenomena that goes on, you know, I'm telling you, it's mind blowing. And I've taken the best of the moments, over 200 moments, broken them down into categories and fully cited them. And in your introduction to me, David, you mentioned I'll go, you know, across the Atlantic for a good seance. You know, when you witness levitation, it blows your mind. It blows your mind. The parameters of science just all go out the window, and you want to learn more, and your whole world can change. So, Mary, do you have a simply worded question?
I will try to make it simply, even though it's a complicated thing. I was planning on downsizing within my complex to a smaller apartment that was being renovated, and was in the process of packing and getting my ducks in order. And then I was informed that I'm not getting this place after all, because it was rented for a lot more money. They have offered me another one, which I'm not as happy about, but said it would not be quite as nice. I've asked them to put it in writing as well. Where do you see this issue going soon, I hope?
You know, Mary, I'm not, for some reason I don't like the way, for some reason I don't like where you're living. To me it doesn't feel, it doesn't feel safe, it doesn't feel predictable.
Right.
I want you to run this. I'm not a person who suggests we go to lawyers at the drop of a hat, but for just some reason, you know, they might have, you know, I see you learning something if you go to a lawyer. And I'm just going to leave it at that. So I suggest that on a side note. And I told you I'm not really happy where you're living. So
just financially, I have to stay where I'm at until I can get
okay. I'm wanting to tell you. So I'm wanting to tell you, you it's time for you to start moving. Planning to move, and I'm wanting to have you look at other places, and whatever I said before, for some reason I can't remember what I've said before, but I do see you moving, and if you don't take control of this situation, the situation will take control of you. And I don't know why I said it in that way.
But I want to put it in writing. I don't want it just verbal this time.
Look, whatever I said in the beginning, the lawyer is going to teach you something new, and whatever I said before, but I'm not able to stay coherent on this for some reason, because I really am wanting. Don't get fixated. Just listen to me. Just start doing whatever what I suggested. I'm feeling as if, Mary, when you get fixated, you lose sight of the options.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, I agree. I definitely would like to move out. I just don't have the means to make the move with, you know, without a financial assistance. Nor
start looking. Start looking. That's what you think. That's what you think. And that's what I thought before I saw, you know, things flying in the air. You know, when you see levitation, you know that anything's possible. And the limitations we put on ourselves, you know, are that, you know, say, oh, I don't have enough money, I can't move. Well, oh, I don't believe this can lift off the ground and fly across the room. Well, and until you see it happen, you know, and so let's get out and start doing things. Otherwise, like whatever I said, the situation is going to take control of you. Does that help you?
I'm asking for a written contract. You know, I'm not just going like I did before with just a verbal agreement. I've already requested a written contract that this is available to me.
Great.
Very wise.
Yeah, I'm not. Before it was just like, you know, I trusted the management, and then they can blame it on the owner and back and forth. No, I want you and you're representing ownership, so I want it from you, and I want to know that if I'm packing with the intention, and I've got 2 months on my lease, that in the interim I can move to a less expensive apartment before the rents go up again. Are you with me?
Yes, thank you.
Is there anything else to be said?
Oh, does that make
no.
sense? Okay. Does
okay.
that make sense?
Yes, and I hope I've helped you.
Yes, you have, very much so, and I look forward to getting a copy to read your book. Sounds so good.
Thank you.
Thanks
for calling, Mary. God bless and best
Thank
wishes
you.
With your dreams, okay?
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's interesting how we can place limitations on ourselves, and we do, in essence, create our own realities. And I love what you were saying about anything that's possible. And, you know, I think that it's interesting to pause and give consideration to that this time of year when Christians are expecting the miracle of resurrection with Jesus. What are your thoughts about resurrection?
I'll tell you in just a second, but I just finished reading a book called Creating the Iceman. And, you know, these yogis who, you know, can... You know, it's very hard book to read, but it's about a guy who swims, you know, those polar bears, you know, polar bear people that jump in the cold water and just sit almost naked in the lotus meditating position out in, you know, the Arctic, you know, and the doctors can examine them. They don't suffer from hypothermia, and how do they do that? Controlling their body. They're not some Indian yogis, you know. They're just, you know, people who have just trained or said, I'm going to do this. And
yeah.
people who walk on coals, people who walk
right.
on fire.
Right.
So the limitation, you know, the limitations are set by us. Or set by other people around us saying, oh, you're just a girl, oh, you're just a boy, da da da. And wouldn't it be nice if we had no limitations? Now, the resurrection of Jesus, I'm not a Christian, you know, but I was born and raised in the United States. I've also lived in the Middle East amongst Muslims for a long time, who Muslims venerate Jesus. They just... they have an interesting belief that he wasn't crucified. And for sure, they believe he wasn't the Son of God or divine. But that's neither here nor there. My thoughts on the resurrection are that Jesus, I believe, was such an advanced soul that, you know, he could come back from physical death. He could be ascended into heaven. You know, these things are possible. I believe they're possible. So why not? We're a soul in a body. And when we die, the soul leaves the body. And who's to say that the soul can't reenter the body after physical death? People do that at near death. People do that in near-death experiences, but after 2-3 days or after 1 day, you know, Jesus' body was put in the tomb. Why not after 1 day? Why not after 2 days, 3 days?
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
It's just one of those mysteries that people need to accept on faith, or accept the possibility that anything is possible in terms of whatever reality they wish to create for themselves. And the purpose of my show is to get people to open their mind, and I'm not promoting any religious agenda, because I don't align myself as a Christian anymore. But I just thought it would be interesting to bring that up on Good Friday. So our next caller is Robin. And Robin, I'm bringing you live. The studio is misbehaving, so hang on there for a minute. Let's try it again. Okay, Robin, you're live.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
Robin. Hello,
hi.
Robin.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine.
Oh, that's good to hear. Is there any way you can tell me who's around me of my loved ones?
Robin,
yeah.
can I have you count to 10, please?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, I'll stop you there. I'll stop you there, Robin. It's as if I. There they are. I was going to say there are children around you. I want to say that there are. There's a balloon. There's. You're holding a hand full of balloons. There are that many individuals around you in spirit. And I had you count to 10 to confirm. That I want to put, if I'm with you, Robin, I would have put a girl and a boy younger than you in spirit. Is this something that you can accept?
I'm not sure. I know
well,
a boy, but I'm
I
not
want,
sure.
I want to say that they passed. That they passed a while ago. That they passed more than 4 to 6 years ago. 4 to 6 years or more, and yet they are still around you. And,
you're saying young people, right?
Yes, and they would have passed 4 to 6 years ago. They would have passed even longer than that. So not babies, you know, these are now.
I had a friend of mine that was 18 when he passed.
Okay. All right. Don't tell me a lie.
Him, but I don't know the girl.
Yeah, Robin,
okay,
just to for a minute, you tuned in later than when Maxine was saying, just simple yes or no answers to
okay,
the question.
Okay, I'm sorry, honey.
That's all right. You didn't
know. All right, I'm wanting to say that there's a boy and a girl around you, and they're younger than 18, and they're closer to you. Now, let me let me move off to the side here. Robin, if I'm correct, your mother is in spirit.
Yes.
And there, if I'm correct, you would not, if I'm correct, there would have been a lot about her that you didn't know when you were alive.
Yes.
And it's as if you didn't have a relationship, a very good or any relationship with her when you were alive. And it's never too late to have that relationship. And I'm inspired to tell you this. And I also want to say that when your mother was living, she was you two were physically apart.
You're talking about my real mother because I was adopted.
Whatever I said makes sense. Whatever I remember,
yes.
I said. Okay.
Yes.
And whatever else I said, and I remember saying that it isn't too late to have this relationship. And I want to call her Sue for some reason. And she says to me that when you want to call her your birth mother, when you want to have a name to evoke her presence or to give her a name that you didn't know, call her Sue. Does that help you?
My real mother was named Bertha.
Okay. Has what I said helped you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad you called.
Could you tell me if my friend Karen's around me?
Why am I getting that? If she was around you in the living, she's around you in spirit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, I have the rest of the callers. I just have your area codes. We'll try to get to a few of you. The first two callers actually both are area code 917, so I'm going to give you the first three digits of your local phone number to identify you. So I'm coming to the first area code 917. Your phone number begins with 376. And you are live. What is your name, please?
Hello, David. This is Ellen.
Oh, Ellen, hello. Okay, well, I remembered 917, but your name disappeared from the screen.
Yes.
Welcome, Ellen. Say hello to Maxine.
Hello, Maxine. So glad to talk to you.
Hi, Ellen. David, I wanted to also tell your last caller and to all the callers because what that last caller was saying, I did feel as if whatever I said, I can't remember what I said, but with her being adopted and not knowing her birth mother, I suggest that, you know, the last caller look at the archive tape on this show and play it back again, you know, because sometimes we're writing notes as we're getting readings, but, you know, listen to the show again because I feel it was especially significant for that last caller. Okay, Ellen, what's your simple question?
I would like to make a career change. Do you see that as being in my best and highest good,
okay,
or something my soul is calling?
I can point you into prosperous paths, or I can point you in paths that are beneficial for you. But before that, I want to talk about you, And I want to talk about, you know, you're a methodical person, and you think things through, and you're pretty sharp cookie. And I do see you planning some things out, and everything that you're planning has a great deal of thought and accuracy behind it. So I feel good with your plans, and I'm seeing skills that transfer to the next career field, and I'm seeing skills that don't. Mm-hmm. And you know that there are some skills that will be transferred, but I also get this streak of stubbornness in you, and that you're wanting to hang on to some skills that you should be letting go of. And that way you're sentimental and slightly emotional in that way. And it's as if what I'm saying specifically is not very important, but listen to what I'm saying in broader terms. It's as if you're an intuitive accountant, as bizarre as those two fields are. You've got. I want to put money around you, and I want to trust you with a lot of money. I want to trust you with a lot of property and real estate. I feel very, not that I have any money, but whatever things you're in charge of, you're very safe and stable and secure, and to be trusted with. So you've got this accountant streak in you, but then you've also got an intuitive feel for it, so that when you do take risks, they are well grounded. As juxtaposed, as bizarre as an intuitive accountant is, I want to stay with that and say that coming together of seemingly opposite areas is the career field that best matches all your skills. And this is kind of bizarre for me to run on like this, but because I know that you're probably saying, what? You know? So I'm sure you could accept some of what I'm saying. I know you can. But I just want you to hold that in mind. That's the question you asked. And that's the answer I give you. And I have to go back and I have to say, you are so trustworthy. And that is a good thing.
Wow.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does. So I'll say thank you. And I'll print up business cards that say intuitive accountant.
There you go. I love it.
That's a joke. Okay, but thank you.
I hear you. Well, thank you for calling, Ellen. God bless.
Thanks. You
and
too.
Please call in the future and let us know what direction your career takes. I'd love to hear about it.
Great. I will. Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Our next caller is also area code 917. And the first three digits of your phone number are 263, and you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tina. Thank you for having your show today.
Oh, you're welcome, Tina. Thanks for calling in. Say hello to Maxine.
You're welcome. Hello, Miss Beautiful Maxine. Thank you.
You're welcome, and hello to you.
Hi. I would like to ask a question about my relationship with my amazing boyfriend, Rob.
I didn't hear you clearly after the word relationship.
About my boyfriend, Rob.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. What it is to have... Tina, if I'm with you, this individual needs you right now. And there have been points in time in the past where he's not shown so much that he needs you. There have been points in times that he has. And now is one of the times that he needs you. Am I with you?
Yes.
I like this person. This person is growing. Not as much as I'd like to have him grow if I were his mother. But he is growing. And he treats you fine, does he not?
Yes, he does.
And when he needs you, I would say give him that support. And your problem, and I'm sorry I made it sound like a problem, but your tendency is to give him too much support. And that can be a bad thing. Have him always stand on his own two feet. But your support should be a hug, not a carry. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So, if you're going to grow together, and I did tell you that I like him, don't pick him up and don't jump on him. And I'm speaking metaphorically. Just support him by hugs. And I do not want you to, it's almost as if your impulse is to give a lot of money or to give everything you have, and that would in the end destroy him. But just give him support as equals. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And like I said, I'm feeling, as I'm talking through this, I'm not only feeling good with him, but I'm feeling good with you two together. So best wishes.
Oh, thank you. Well, we live at a distance now. Do you see when we'll be living closer together, moving together?
Yes. But I'm wanting you to have some patience on that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Tina, thank you for calling. Sounds
thank
like
you.
You got the answer you needed.
Yes, I did. Thank you, guys. Have a blessed day.
You too, honey. God bless. Well, I think that was wonderful advice for anybody.
Well, you know, I mean, and it's interesting. It's interesting as I say things, you know, because I have a son,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and so I look at people spiritually, you know, in terms of my own children or people that I know. So, you know, we're all, David, we're all on a path of life. And,
yes, we are.
It's not about our jobs. You know, we are not our jobs. We have a job. We are not our possessions. We have possessions. And
right.
We are not our body. We just have a body. So, and we are even not our relationships. We just have relationships. So we should always keep in mind we're a soul.
I
an
love
eternal
it. Thank
soul.
You so much. We have lost some callers. We have two remaining. Would you be able to take them both?
Sure.
Okay. So for I'll just announce these two area codes will come to you, and anybody else that calls is going to have to wait for another time. We're first going to go to area code 951 and then to area code 520. So area code 951, I'm trying to bring you live. Please be patient with me. The studio is not cooperating at the moment. I'm going to put you in limbo. Oops, here we go. There you are. What's your name, please?
Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Say hello to Maxine.
Hey, happy Easter, Maxine.
Happy Easter, Nathaniel.
Thank you. You know, I'm kind of looking for a new job and a move. And a car, too.
All right.
A car as
okay.
Well.
All right. Okay. Nathaniel, can you help me out here and count to five?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 4.5, 5.
Okay, 5 comes after 4. 4 comes before 5. Okay. If I'm with you now, say your name again.
Nathaniel.
If I'm with you, Nathaniel, you're also, and I'm not talking about your regular paycheck, you're waiting on some money you thought you'd be having. That's kind of overdue.
Yeah.
Am I with you?
About six weeks ago.
Yes or no?
I might be getting some more money, I hope, but I've
okay.
got some money.
All right. Because this is not a paycheck, and I felt as if it was overdue. So that lets me know that I'm trying to or I'm getting closer to you.
Hopefully, someone said that I'd be getting some more money in a couple of weeks or something, like $3,000. But I don't know what.
Oh, okay. Well, then you know I'll know who to get a loan from. Just kidding.
Okay. That's just it's fine.
Okay.
Do you want me to say my name again?
No. I'm considering your physical move, I'm wanting you. It is perfectly. Listen, I am inspired to say that it is perfectly possible for you to move in the short term. However, you're going to get more money if you delay your move. And I don't know why I'm saying that. So let me keep talking.
So like summer?
So,
do you think summer? Because I've already had a settlement. I've already settled in a work comp a couple months ago.
Well, look, whatever I said, okay?
Yeah. Could be something else.
You could definitely move now, but you will get more value if you move later. Now, I want to talk about your job. And I feel as if your job is transferable. You know, it's pretty, if I'm with you, Nathaniel, you can get a job pretty much anywhere. You've got universal skills. I don't know why I said that. So that really isn't a problem. And moving really isn't a problem. I see it just coming down to timing of what you want. You want to move now? I see no barriers. I see greater advantage if you move a little later.
Maybe
you
my brother will help me in some way. You know, my brother might get off because he's on assignment for like a year in Pennsylvania on electrical inspector, and he might help me move when I get out or, you know, when he gets back or something in a few months. So
look,
it might be better for...
Yeah. Look, whatever I said, and so I hope what I've said helps. Okay.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You, Nathaniel. Best wishes with your move and your job.
Happy Easter. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too. Okay, our last caller is area code 520. Nathaniel, you're going to be in limbo for just a moment, but you can keep listening. Oh, there you are. You can keep listening. I'm going to area code 520. There you are.
Thank
you're
you.
Live. What's your name?
It's Lisa. Lisa.
Oh,
thank
Lisa,
you so
hi.
Much.
Did you drop off the line for a while?
You know, I might have because I'm
yeah,
driving.
Yeah, because I lost your name. Well, at any rate, you're last but not least, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, my simple question would be picking up more income. Do you see that happening? I know we're wrapping up March. So March, April.
Okay. Picking up more income. Yes, but it's sporadic. It's not predictable. So don't plan on it. Don't plan on it. I mean, whatever comes in extra, comes in extra. I'm not wanting you, or I'm wanting you not to plan on things because it's anything extra is, like what I said, predictable, unpredictable. I'm repeating myself because I don't know what I said. I want to see you trying 3 or 4 different types of jobs to get extra income, knowing full well they all won't pan out. But I really want to see you try different things. So in the short term, this is what I see. Not much, and it's sporadic, coming from different sources. Say your name again.
Lisa.
How much time do I have, David?
Well, you have as long as you want. We can actually go till 9:30, so don't feel constrained by time.
Okay. Lisa, if I'm with you, your grandfathers are in the, at least one grandfather is in the spirit world.
Yeah. Yes.
And if I'm with you, this would have been a man who, did not have a solid, extended relationship with you.
No.
No, you agree with me, or no, I'm wrong?
Oh, I agree with you.
Okay, great, because you said no, and I'm feeling that it's right. So would you understand that, would you accept that this man has grown since he has passed? And I'm putting it that way to find, and I'm putting it that way because he would not have been a man who believed in spiritual things or even religion, and when he was on the earth.
Okay. I agree.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm suggesting to you, or I'm telling you that since he passed, he's grown spiritually. You know, he hasn't become an angel or anything, but he's come around. And would you understand that would you understand a brother or a cousin in the family that he was closer to, and he wasn't as close to you as he was to this boy?
Yes.
So I want to let you all know that, you know, he's still in the family, and he's, you know, he's not only with this boy, he's also now taken an interest with you. And I don't know why, but I want to leave that with you and let you know that he's around. Does this help?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Lisa, thanks for calling. I'm glad we were able to get to you.
Oh, me too. What a gift. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I apologize for calling so late. I just...
No problem.
Sorry.
No problem. It all worked out. So blessings to you and best wishes to you too, dear.
Oh, you too.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Good night, dear. And Maxine, you've been so generous with your time. I wondered if I could ask you a quick question.
Sure. And I, you know, looking at your picture on the Blog Talk site, you know, I was almost reading the picture before the show. But go ahead with your question.
I'm wondering if you believe my next book will be successful.
Well, the question is whether it meets your expectation or exceeds your expectation, because I do see most things with you succeeding, and you
mm-hmm.
shouldn't limit, you know, something and to say, oh, will it be successful? You should reframe
mm-hmm.
that question and to say, you know, will it be as successful as the sky, the moon, the stars? So
beyond my wildest dreams.
Exactly. But as I was looking at your picture, I was drawing attention, my attention was drawn to your arms. If I'm with you, David, you would have broken an arm or had arm problems in your life.
Yes.
Okay. So I got that even before the show, just looking at your picture. So, and as I'm getting into your energy, it would have been your right arm.
Yes.
It would have been your shoulder and your elbow. And I almost, you know, it's almost as if it's both muscle and bone. But I do see this as in the past.
Yeah.
Just to let you know. Just
mm-hmm.
to let you know. And, but I see you also being very comfortable in your body and being taking care of your body, and not just nutritionally, but moving very fluidly in your body. You talk a lot about, you know, being a spirit, being a soul, but you're also very, very united with your body in a very good
mm-hmm.
way. So getting back, did you say your second book?
I said my next book.
Because I see 2, 3, 4 of them.
There
so
are many of them, and just to let
yeah.
you know, there are 2 that are immediately in the pipeline.
So, and as you said about the 2 immediately in the pipeline, There's one of those 4 that I saw that I see you taking a look at and revising.
Oh yes.
and it's not just, oh, I'm supposed to cross the T's, dot the I's. No, your understanding has totally changed, and
mm-hmm.
you're expanding it, and
yes.
you know that you're reaching out. And it's not only success, whatever you term success is, but what I see it reaching more people.
Mm-hmm.
So will your next book be successful? I think yes. I think
mm.
yes. I know so. And I want you to draw your attention to this revision, because there's, you know, we're our books are our children, and we're all, you know, we are our accomplishments, and oh, that's great. But there's a couple of them that really stand out, and this one that you're revising is one of the ones, probably the one or two that you really stand out of all your books.
Hmm.
Best wishes.
Very interesting. I could comment more, but I know that's not going to be helpful to you. And I just thank you for taking the extra time. I really appreciate it.
And if I'm still with you, the word, the name Cheryl or Sherry would have been a very positive woman in your life. And I don't know if she's living or dead, living or past, but I'm resonating very, very well with this name. And I don't know if it's connected with the books or with your relationships, but keep that in mind.
Okay, well, there was a name similar to that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
can
thank
I go to
you.
Bed now? Yeah.
You absolutely can. And hi. You put on a wonderful, wonderful show tonight, and I don't mean that in any sense other than that I appreciate your spirit and all the work that you did tonight.
Well, thank you, David. Thank you for having me on your show. And we're all going to be on Blog Talk together, and I'll start next month as the Ivy League Psychic Medium. My website is moderndayseer.com, and I'd be glad to continue this relationship. I'm so glad to have met you, David.
Likewise, and I will be in touch with you soon. I'd like to set you up to come back on the show within 6 months.
Well, thank you. Let me get to bed.
I will. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.